This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't use a bonus call from Elliot. I think we all could. Elliot Shore Parks is in Indianapolis for the NFL Draft Combine. Elliot, how are we feeling, buddy?
Doing good. I'm in what has to be the quietest Indianapolis airport I've ever been in. So excited for them all to hear my NFL Eagles draft picks.
The Indianapolis airport is the one where I had to record something for Moshe at one point and went into one of those little pods where women are allowed to breastfeed quietly. I needed a quiet place. The bathrooms weren't quiet, so I found one of those. So,
see, this is why we're built different. I just recorded a whole pod right in the middle of the boarding section. So hear my Eagles Daily Pod available on all podcast platforms.
So, there you go. Go Birds Pod, yes. Exactly. So, yeah. Elliot, before we get to the Tush Push stuff and the Myles Garrett stuff, your reaction to Paul George announcing that he is to focus on his health and to get the team right, he is suspending Podcast P for the rest of the season. What is your reaction to that big news?
So I honestly saw this like an hour ago and thought it was one of those fake NBA accounts.
NBA Centel.
Yeah, that's literally what I thought it was. And then I unfortunately saw the video of him doing it. You know, hey, I'm here in Indianapolis. The Pacers used to play here. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of Paul George fans here at the airport. Maybe I'll ask them what they think about their very cooked former all-star.
Well, all you need to do is look around the airport at people crying and shocked as they find out Podcast P won't be around for
Seriously.
The next 6 weeks.
Exactly. So. Yeah, so. We'll have to wait for the next interview with some other cooked player.
No, hold on. You're at the airport. Are you on your way back?
That's to you, Elliot. I'm not in an airport.
Are you coming back?
Cut out, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming back. Look, once the Eagles are done here, I'm done here. Once Nick and Howie are talking,
You're not down there actually putting your eyes on prospects.
Get your eyes on some players, GM.
Yeah, you're going to be a GM
soon.
I thought
you wanted to be a GM.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think we all know, if you're a true GM, that the actual scouting's not done at the combine. This was months of paid player interviews.
You are sickening.
So, yeah, this is just a good information gathering session, and I'm sure I'll find that information out.
Okay.
So you know, we start the show, and I was thinking about every Eagles Super Bowl over the last 25 years, and a bunch of other teams, actually. And the year before, they went and they made a big star acquisition in the offseason. And I thought to myself, this is why we need Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, maybe a star we don't know is available. What do you think? And they're most likely losing Milton Williams. They're most likely losing Josh Sweat. What do you think about the need for the Eagles to make a big swing this offseason, notably defensively?
Yeah, so I don't know if I would agree with the word need. Like, that's probably, you know, a semantics thing that we'll disagree on. But I think the benefit to going out and doing it to me is not on the field. Like, I think this team, the roster, if they play to their potential, if the coaching's good enough, like, they're already good enough. So I don't think they have a need for it. But when I think about adding somebody like a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby, I think the benefit is off the field more than it is on the field. And I say that because after sitting through the first year of Saquon and seeing what he did to that team, like, you know, when they got Saquon, like, Nick was on the hot seat. They were coming off the collapse. And I just think, like, the shiny new object of Saquon, and you hear players talk about this, like, him just coming in there and being a big personality and being a star and being a new locker room guy, like, I think added a lot and took some pressure to an extent off of, like, that collapse that they had just gone through. So in a year where a lot of their challenges are going to be off the field, like coming off of a Super Bowl, you know, that the pressure, that type of thing, I think a benefit of adding somebody like a Myles Garrett, I don't know if Max Crosby would really qualify, but like a Myles Garrett would just be, you know, a shiny new object to make the team feel different, change the culture a little bit. I think, you know, year-to-year culture change is good. So I think there's benefits to it. But on the field, I don't think they need to go get that player. I think it's more off the field.
There's actually one of the other things I mentioned is getting a guy who hasn't won before. I think that's another element of the Saquon thing is one of the things you worry about after winning the Super Bowl, and I think it happened to an extent with some of the people who were here, Ike has mentioned, Doug right in the book, is that there is the worry that people will forget what they had to do to get there and almost get a little fat and happy. And the injection of someone who is still hungry, as hungry as they were to get the first one, I think is at least an interesting thing to think about. Now, you don't need to do that with a star, but I think it means more when it's a star.
Well, and especially with the two guys you're talking about are coming from such loser organizations that, like, they haven't ever tasted winning. And we saw with Saquon what that means to him. But the other thing, too, and I'd be curious to see if Ike agrees with me on this, is, like, I think that when you're a team that has year-over-year success, you do need some type of change, right? So, like, in 2003 to 2004, the Eagles were a better team, and T.O. helped them. But I also just think the addition of T.O. was, like, a fresh breath air of, like, okay, we got somebody new. The team felt different. And it gave them, like, a reason to believe again. I do think that adding a Myles Garrett, like, it just gives this team a freshness. And I feel like over the past week with, like, the offensive coordinator hire and all the things we've talked about, like, one big concern of mine has been just them running it back and there being a staleness that, you know, just naturally comes when you don't make any major changes. Mm-hmm. And I think that would do that.
Yeah, listen, I it's weird, right? Because prior to yesterday, I was on this side of the fence. The spike is on, the jack is on. I mean, you heard us down at the combine, I mean, at the Super Bowl. We wanted Myles Garrett. And a lot of what you just said is part of the reason. It is having a new voice, sort of a fresh, hungry energy in the locker room, and not just from any new players, from a player the magnitude and the caliber of a Myles Garrett or a Max Crosby. So I do understand that. But you know what my mind changed? Yesterday, when Howie spoke to you guys down there, and the quotes that I'm hearing from Howie, they made sense. Like, it made sense from the standpoint of being patient. The offseason doesn't just end in March, meaning that he's going to keep his eyes open to see if there's that, you know, how he loves to get that, sneak that player in that no one thinks he's going to sneak in, like a Mekhi Becton or something like that. And that guy usually turns out to be a huge asset. James Bradberry in 2022, we didn't get him until, I believe, July, right before training camp, after the Giants cut him. So when Howie talks like that, I tend to buy into that. But more importantly, his reasoning for not being as aggressive early with some of these bigger names makes sense when he's talking about keeping an eye on the future as well. And that has to be because of that defense, how young they are and guys that are going to be up for deals. And you know how the Eagles are. They're not the Cowboys. They don't wait to the end to pay their players that they believe they're going to keep. They want to get them signed earlier than later. So Jalen Carter is available next year to be paid. I don't know what they're going to do this offseason, but they got a couple guys they could extend if they wanted to this offseason. Jordan Davis. Did I say Jalen Carter? I said that right.
Yes.
Okay. Jordan Davis. And on the Kobe's
well, and
edge.
Nolan Smith.
Yep, Nolan Smith. N'Kobe is injured, so they probably won't do him. They'll probably wait, but who knows? I'm just saying, there's some logic behind not being the aggressor this year. And I know no one wants to hear it. I don't even like throwing it out there because it's a crutch, but it's a crutch. It is what it is. They just won the Super Bowl. So I know we want them to go back-to-back, but they get the ability afforded to them to go back-to-back on their terms versus taking risk that they don't necessarily need to take. Now, had they not won the Super Bowl, listen, I'd be all over this. Yeah, we got to go get Myles Garrett, right? Like, I'd be all over this if they hadn't won the Super Bowl. But because they've won the Super Bowl, I think it does give them a little bit of room to operate in their own comfort zone. And they've earned our trust, or they should have earned. He should have earned our trust with that.
Well, in the sense I got being down in Indianapolis yesterday, being around Howie, is that, like, I think they will definitely be in talks for Myles Garrett. I just think they're negotiating from a position of power.
Right.
I think that's fair. I think, like, if it was a first-round pick and then you're, like, seeing what the contract is, like, yeah, I think that's something it would entertain. But when you say, like, need, you know, to go back to the question, like, I think the Washington Commanders more need Myles Garrett than Myles Garrett. And what I also think is interesting is we've been talking about this, you know, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes now, and none of us has mentioned, like, an on-the-field need. And I do think that speaks to, like, Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I understand they are not, like, proven edge rushers, and I definitely get the maybe you don't want them to be your starters going into season when you're supposed to win the Super Bowl. But I am very high on both of those two players. So when I look at their edge rotation, you know, I don't feel a need to go out and get anybody there.
Well, who's the third guy in their edge rotation?
I can go with Nolan Smith. I don't know if I'm ready for Jalix to be out there as a starter.
No, Jalix was pretty good at the end of last year. He's developed quickly. I think he has all the physical traits. Look, obviously, he is not a third of the player Myles Garrett is, if not, like, a fourth or whatever. Like, I get
sure,
that.
Yeah.
I just think that they do have intriguing young talent where I think it could be like week 5 or 6 and we're sitting here and going, look, let's say they draft someone at 32. It's a very deep edge rusher class. You have the two guys you're already excited about. Again, I would pay a first for Myles Garrett, but like if it gets up to 2 firsts and a 3rd or you know, a 1st and 2 seconds, like I just think there's enough there and the roster's already good enough. And frankly, the job they've been doing drafting recently, I think has to be brought up. Like if you look at their
recently
draft.
Yes.
Well, I think that's what would matter. It doesn't matter how they drafted 7 years ago. If you look at the last 3 drafts, in the first 3 rounds, they've gotten a starter in pretty much every one, or at least a contributing player. Jordan Davis would probably be the most questionable of those, but he's a contributing player. So when you talk about giving up 2 firsts and maybe a 3rd or whatever it might be, like those are 3 cost-controlled, likely contributing players that you're giving up. Now, Myles Garrett's a great player, so maybe it's worth it. But I don't know. I don't think it's a gamble they have to take.
Elliot, one final thing. The tush push seems like it is one of the 2 or 3 biggest stories in the NFL. This year, we did hear Jim Harbaugh come out in favor of it. Todd Bowles come out in favor of it, at least publicly. What's that?
Football guys.
Do you think, end of the day, do you think they get it done? Are there enough people who will vote against it that will find a way? You can't just make the play illegal, but find a way to make it more difficult for the Eagles to accomplish this play next year.
I don't. Now, like 48 hours ago, I thought there was zero chance. After hearing how many coaches came out against it, you know, maybe I would go up to 20%, but I ultimately don't think it will be banned or changed. I really think, if we can just be honest here, like, this is only happening because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. If you think about the 2 years where this has been an issue, it was after the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. No one cared about the tush push last year. I didn't hear anything about the tush push injury and safety and
right.
Like, yeah. I didn't hear anything about that when they flamed out in the playoffs. I think like it's a league event. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl. They're topic of conversation. And because of that, you're hearing people come out against it. But I don't think that that's enough to get a permanent ban. So, yeah, I think it's a good topic of conversation for the next few days or the last few days. But I would be surprised if there was any actual change made.
All right, Elliot, before we let you go and get on your plane, it seems like you are going to popularize a new saying across the country. You actually said it during this call. Jack, could you play back what Elliot said?
The addition of T.O.? was like a fresh of breath air.
There you go, a fresh of breath air.
You like that?
Yeah.
That
did you instead of a breath of fresh air, it is a fresh of breath air.
I didn't even catch it when you said it.
Oh, I caught it. Yeah. I went right to Jack.
Good job by you. I'm glad you caught that. Yeah. I actually have another expression I was thinking. I'm curious what you guys think about it. Ready? Because I know we got into debate yesterday how much of the push actually matters in this.
Yes.
What do you think of this? Ready? It's not the push. It's the tush.
There you go. All right. That's Elliot Shore-Parks.
It's the tush.
It's the tush.
By the way, you know, ESPN's discussing this as well, right? On their morning shows. Every highlight they showed, he was being pushed into the damn end zone.
Oh, yes. Elliot and OG Wade saying that the push actually doesn't matter is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Fake national news there going at it again.
Elliot, will you be at our million tush march as we rally against the league for trying to get rid of our play?
Absolutely. I'll be there without question.
All right. There he is, Elliot Shore-Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast every single morning. Go Birds Daily. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Have a safe flight,
Elliot. Safe flight back, brother.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah. There he is.
What a fresh of breath air.
I didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
I caught immediately.
I didn't even catch it when y'all replayed it.
Oh, really?
I was like, what was wrong with that?
I very quietly went to Jack. Elliot said fresh of breath air.
Fresh of breath air.
The addition of T.O. was like a fresh of breath air.
There he is.
Yeah, unmerciful, man.
There is Elliot. We all know Elliot is a fresh of breath air. Do the Eagles need to take a big swing this offseason, add a star on defense? I say yes. That's what gets you to the Super Bowl again. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
Ike Reese, you poor man. You are stuck out on an island with two bozos.
Wow. Name calling?
Yeah, I mean, my God. First of all, we got Spike. Spike wants to trade away everything for splash players, and let's bring 30-year-olds in and give up the youth. Keep you and your grubby little short.
Give up the youth. Give up the youth. Giving up two picks at 30 and 32 over the next 3 years.
You keep your Sixers stench over there, okay? Get away from the Eagles, all right? And then we got Mr. Fritz, you know, finally comes back to work, and Jack the Fraud Fritz is now another one. Oh, to heck with the young guys. Let's bring in guys and blah, 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 blah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Last year, I remember when the beloved Phils, we couldn't trade Painter, we couldn't touch Crawford, and his new man crush, Aiden Miller, was also off limits. So,
I agree, Jack's a fraud. I agree, Jack's a fraud.
Crawford was on the table. Other two untouchable. Yes, they are like children for me.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. We're probably going to lose Milton Williams. We're probably going to lose Josh Sweat. Those two of the most important players in the playoffs on the defensive line. Where is that production coming from?
That production's going to come from two guys that are already here and then the new acquisitions that they're going to do because we haven't gotten there. But here's two players. Jalex Hunt. I know you poo-pooed him. But
I don't poo-poo him. I love him. But come on.
You're just like Maxi with him.
Listen, he had a run through the playoffs. Perfect timing, right? Young guy coming into his own. As far as the D-tackle, so did Ojomo. He came on. That guy had 6 sacks at last year and is developing really well. So that's going to happen. And then
Ojomo had 6 sacks last year?
Yes. And we haven't even
what the hell? We
haven't even had a draft yet. We haven't even had Howie season where he goes out and he brings somebody in.
But Chris, those guys were there last year. They were on the team. We're losing Milton Williams and we're losing Josh Sweat. Two of the three best players on the defensive line last year? I think two of the four, certainly.
So, again, you can keep saying, hey, but we're losing two guys, and I'm going to forget the fact that we're not going to be picking up guys in the very near future. Yeah, you can spin that argument. But listen, that's not what's going to go on here. He's going to draft young talent. We're going to build it the right way, and this defense is only going to get better. This was the first year under Vic Fangio's leadership. You're going to see guys that like Ojomo and new guys that they bring in that are going to develop, that they're going to draft, that are going to develop into new studs because of the scheme. And he can expand upon that with the guys that were there from this year. So
it's like Howie emailed all you guys the same talking points.
Yeah. Howie King, genius. Like Mad Mike used to say, Howie is the greatest general manager ever to walk the face of the planet. And he is the beacon and pillar of what it should be. Let's not take the credit away from the man that built the greatest NFL team in Eagles history, and I'll go even further and say in NFL history.
The greatest NFL team in NFL history?
Wow. That's a
215.
Come on, Chris.
592.
Come on, Chris. What are we doing?
And hold up. Chris, I love you. I love you. Jomo didn't have to have six sacks last year. He didn't have any.
All right. Well, he just one. Ruined
well, I'm looking, your... Hold on. I'm looking at the regular... Am I looking at the wrong stat sheet?
Yes.
2024 regular season.
Yeah.
Maybe I looked at the wrong...
Yeah. I'm looking
I mean, Chris
at...
Chris is fake news.
I think he was looking at Milton Williams, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
Because I think Milton Williams had six sacks last year.
No, you're fake. You're fake.
Fake news. Fake news.
You can't say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You said he had six sacks.
The man said six sacks. I'm like, hold on.
Fake
Jomo
news.
Had six sacks.
Fake news. Fake news.
He had six solo tackles.
He had six tackles.
Yeah, solo tackles. Yeah, six.
He had six tackles. Nope, 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 nope. Chris, you don't have to talk anymore. You got to take the L. He had six tackles.
Listen, I'll leave you with this. I'll leave you with this.
Oh, here we go.
No, no, loser.
He said six sacks. I was like, hold on.
If Moro Ojomo had six sacks.
He had six tackles.
Yeah, I know. That's why I rushed to the stats. I'm like, I don't remember one sack Ojomo had this
I think
year.
Combined regular season and playoffs, I think Milton Williams had six sacks.
Okay.
Yeah. They were just lying.
Fake insider.
He said it so confidently. That's what made me go look. I'm like, hold on.
Milton Williams had five sacks in the regular season.
There you go. Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need to make a trade or a big signing? Go make a big splash on defense.
We'd be re-signing Ojomo if he had six sacks. He'd be getting an extension.
Yes. Go get me a star. Do the Eagles need to go get a star? 215-592-9494. Two big things coming up next here, Ike. Two
yes,
big things.
What you got?
First of all, Flowers and 50 with Broads is better. And the other thing, we think of the Eagles as a first-class organization, right?
Yes.
It seems like the players might not agree.
What?
Well,
trouble in paradise?
There might be a little trouble in paradise. We'll get to that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This it only took me a couple months. I finally got it.
The dance?
I finally got the dance.
So me too.
So speaking of the dance, this song, I know a lot of people, it will remind them of the Super Bowl.
Of course.
For me, it will always remind me of Jack and Rod's performance in that video doing
Dude,
the Conor McGregor.
Lucky. You were in the back. That's all I got to say. If you
me?
Were in my
he
spot,
had, no, he
I
had
did good.
Shoulders.
Yeah, I did. I can do
well,
it.
Like a skeleton. That makes sense.
No.
Me and Rod are built. You can see at one point.
You're just too
something.
Strong for it.
Yeah, dude. I'm not flexible.
There's just no rhythm there. There's no rhythm.
Spike has rhythm, man.
I have rhythm. You don't have any rhythm.
No, I'm not a rhythmsman.
Yeah, not a rhythmsman. All right. Well, joining us now as the Flyboys are back playing again, as we are the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, the WIP Afternoon Show, our buddy Broads took a break away from YouTube and smoking pot to join us for Flyers and 50.
Oh, God.
Broads.
What's up, fellas? I'm here. I was laughing a little bit, but I didn't want to give you any pride.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. You don't want to give you the pleasure of knowing that you chuckled at it. I understand that.
Yeah. You can't win any battle with me. By the way, what we can't do is overlook Jack's top five at five yesterday. What was number five again? It just happened to escape me. Jack, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Possibly I might be wrong about Jalen.
No, I think that was four.
Oh, that was five. Okay.
It was five. Trust me. I thought about it all night. Only five? I mean, with a statement like that, you're telling me that's only five on your list? The joke.
All he said was he's open to it.
Yeah, open to
Slow
it.
Slow your roll over there, Brody.
Okay.
Maybe he could average more than 120 yards a game next year. We could start talking about it.
Maybe dip our toe in a 20 passing touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting over here with a Lombardi. You guys shut up.
Wow, how'd you get it? All right.
Hold on. You actually might like this.
Yeah. Okay.
I never actually expressed this opinion of mine on WIP before because it's actually a fraudulent Flyers take. It makes me a fraud to a degree.
Well, we probably don't want it then. You're supposed to be our expert.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hit the thing then?
Well, because this has nothing to do with the game last night. It's just I'm an honesty man.
I don't know, Jack. Hit it. Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Almost, bro.
Do it here.
You know what? Maybe no. I'm going to hold on to it until whenever I feel it's necessary. The boys back from the Four Nations break. How about Matvei Michkov with a goal and 3 points versus Edmonton? A 1 o'clock puck drop? Nothing better than a Saturday matinee at the Burn. How about this? You kick the Penguins' ass! 6-1. Jamie Drysdale with the perfect play, holding the blue line. All right, then he quick transitions up the ice. A filthy feed to Tyson Forster for a one-timer. That was sick. How about Bobby Brink? 4 points. Noah Cates comes down the ice and rips it wide. An absolute snipe. The boys are back. Torch got the team buzzing. Here we go. They just win games after break. They're all...
So, Broads, now yeah. Flyers winners of three in a row, five mm-hmm. games out of that final wild card spot. Are you... Is this... Now, I know early in the year you were thinking playoffs. Is this a... Is that where your head's at? Or are you just... You just want to see some good hockey from the young guys? Where are you? Thinking about the playoffs?
Nah, it's all about the good hockey from the young guys. My vision is on 2025 with a big draft and a big offseason.
Kicking the can down the road, just like a Flyers fan.
Well, oh, dude. You, hey, how's Podcast P going?
Not great.
Podcast P.
Not great. Not great.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got a hypothetical for you, Spike.
Okay.
You can have the Sixers being competitive and having a real shot to win, like a legitimate top four in the NBA, East and West. But every day during the Sixer season,
yeah,
Francisco has to produce the show.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, no,
wow.
No. Nope, 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 nope,
really?
Nope, nope, absolutely
really?
Not. Nope, nope,
for
nope.
The people?
Look.
For the people?
Like, if you know me deep down, I love the Sixers, I love the Eagles, I love the Phillies, I love the Flyers. I love the show more than any of those teams. And I can't do Fran every day. I can't. I love Fran. He's a good dude. I can't do him every day. So
well,
now what was your big Flyers take? Is that was that wasn't in there, was it? You didn't give your take. What was your big take?
No, I didn't. I was thinking about holding off, but
okay.
This is hard for me to admit as a fan, but it's the honest truth. And this is what it is. I love Sidney Crosby.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. Who are you?
Yeah, I love Sidney.
Shut his hole!
He's the greatest player I've ever seen. Now, he's on the back nine for sure, but during his prime and winning the Cups, I told you, it makes me a fraud Flyers fan, but that's greatness. The edge work, his ability to win puck battles along the wall, his two-way play, 200-foot game.
Crosby or Ovechkin, who's greater, the greater career?
Ooh. Well, oh, I mean, Crosby's got three, so we got to go Sid. But Ovechkin's going to break Wayne Gretzky here.
I think Ovechkin's a better player. Well, and I'm a hockey guy.
215.
I know you're a hockey guy. I can see it. But Ovechkin's the better goal scorer. He's not the better all-around
right.
player.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Broads, how old a guy are you that Crosby's the best player you've ever seen? I'm getting old. How old are you?
I'm 29. I'm about to be 30.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
This
is... Damn, bros, you're not 30?
No.
Dude.
Yeah, you got to start taking care of yourself.
I lifted a box yesterday. My back has been tweaked for the last 14 hours, so my body's 73.
Oh, bros.
That's not being on those skates, man. That's what that is.
Yep.
It's getting nice out. We're about to start rollerblading naked out front again.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Bros, can we just see the Four Nations thing like every year? I mean, that was actually good. You know, it's kind of saved hockey.
We got the Olympics next year. Now, real quick, I know you can want to snip me. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah, I know. Did the Four Nations get you into any regular season puck after the Four
no,
Nations?
It made me wish it made me wish Philadelphia had a hockey team.
Oh, dude, go watch your Rincones highlights.
Rincones? Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I don't. I asked that same
question. Fourth level. He's in the fourth level of prospects.
All right. I asked that question of a few friends of mine that got into the Four Nations thing, whether it would make them watch, regular season hockey. I think it's the same reason why people like playoff hockey and they don't pay attention to regular season hockey is when the stakes are that high, it's just different. And now in hockey, when you get a point for literally anything, just showing up for the game, I think it lowers the stakes during the regular season. So I think that's the problem, is that the stakes aren't there. You know?
Yeah, the playoffs, maybe people were tuning in more if it's on ABC and things of that nature.
Yep. All right. Broads, when are you on WIP again?
Tonight, 11 o'clock.
There he is. Brrr.
big dog. Let the big dog eat.
There he is. All right, Broads. Thanks, Brody. You can follow Broads on Twitter, at Broads81. It makes me... You know, Ike, you and I, you're just about, you're 50 forever, or yeah. You're 50 for the next 5 years, and yeah. I'm pushing 50. And I start hearing Sidney Crosby is the best player I've ever seen. And, you know, going through my head is like, you know, I've seen Wayne Gretzky, I've seen Mary Lemieux, I've seen Brett Hull, I've seen Sergei Fedorov, all
Ooh,
these guys.
You're not on the Sergei.
It's just like, it's not that Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin are wonderful hockey players. It doesn't cross my mind that people haven't seen those guys.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Wayne Gretzky, to me, Wayne Gretzky, the difference between Wayne Gretzky and number two is the difference between, is the bigger difference
in any other
than
sport.
In any other sport. You know, he was so, he
That's why I'm shocked that Whatchamacallit's about to break one of his records. Like scoring, is it scoring goals?
Is it goal scoring? Is that what Crosby? Is that what Crosby? Yes, well, you could take.
Why do we both look at him?
Well, goal scoring according to Justin Morgan.
There you go. Well, one of the numbers is you can take away all of Gretzky's goals and he would still be the number one points guy in NHL history, just with assists.
Yeah.
Like, you look at his numbers, it doesn't look like. It
it's
looks like
Will Chamberlain.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Except that he was in our lifetime, it actually happened. There's video of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you can't bring up Will. Well, without it happening. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, the numbers do not look, they don't look legitimate. All right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to acquire a star defensive player this offseason or no? The poll has changed, Ike. 72.8% say no.
Dude, this fan base.
What happened to Howie season?
Rest on our laurels.
What happened to Howie season? Miles Garrett's out there. Who knows? Micah Parsons might be. Who knows?
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Oh really?
Micah Parsons is 25 now.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the Cowboys aren't trading against Micah Parsons. But I just, every Eagles Super Bowl, a star before in that offseason, every Eagles Super Bowl, there has been a star acquired. Come on, Howie.
That's a good argument right there.
Come on, Howie. Where is the production from Josh Sweat going? Where is the production from Milton Williams going? You tell me the 32nd pick in the draft.
What
Come
about
on.
That production from Jomo?
Yeah, those six sacks.
Yes.
Be tough to build on that.
Yep.
That's why I had somebody tweet me. I didn't even bother to look. He doesn't have a sack, period,
Not
in his
one.
Career.
In his whole life.
Yeah.
Even back to Texas, yep.
215-592-9494. Jesse in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jess?
What's up, guys? Yo, Ike.
Yo.
I need some of that Ike juice, man.
Oh, hook him up. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
So I'm thinking we should get Miles Garrett to come to the Birds.
That's what I'm talking about, Jesse. You don't care about draft picks,
Yeah, I was going to say, so what are you willing to give up for him?
Definitely not Saquon.
All right, good start.
Here comes Bryce off.
I don't want to get rid of Saquon because he is literally the GOAT.
Okay,
I don't
yeah.
want to get rid of Saquon.
It's going well.
I want to keep Saquon.
How about a couple of first-round picks?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe keep A.J. Brown, keep Saquon.
What about Jalen? Would you trade Jalen for him?
In a heartbeat.
Huh?
The quarterback?
I mean, we do have
Tanner McKee.
Kenny Pickett.
Okay, we do have him.
Yep. I mean, you have a point. Tanner McKee is only making.
Let me tell you why I love you, Jesse.
$2 million. Yep.
Let me tell you why I love you, Jesse.
Yep.
And we've been doing this topic for 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Yep.
You're the only one that's called up here to agree with Spike and Jack, and this is what they have on their side.
Well, yeah, that's an unfortunate.
Yeah, the guy willing to trade Jalen Hurts in a heartbeat.
It is a fresh of breath there, I do agree.
Yes. Jesse, we need you on our team. Can you be a Foxhole guy? Afternoon show Foxhole guy?
You know it. You know it.
That's what I like to hear.
What have you been doing today, Jesse?
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Just hanging with bros.
I work out a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's it?
I'm pretty much a weightlifter.
Oh.
As a job?
No, I actually when my dad was around, I was actually a bartender.
Okay, there you go.
So what do you do now? What do you do now?
What am I doing now?
He lifts
I'm
weights.
Actually helping out the homeless.
See
food to the homeless.
See, Jack.
Well,
he got you. He got you.
I don't know where to go. We can't verify this, but we also don't know where to go after that.
Well, he got you. Yeah. He wins. Jesse wins. We trade Hurts for Myles Garrett. You got it, buddy. All right, man. Thank you for the call.
All right, Jesse.
Greatest call of all time. Greatest call of all time.
I was not expecting him to say in a heartbeat.
Sounds like he's got some eye for talent.
What would you trade? Not Saquon. Yeah. Ooh, that's when I knew. I was like, ooh, this is a good call. This is the best call. What are you doing? Lifting weights?
What do you do for work? Help the homeless.
Yep. Screwed you there.
He did.
So every year, Ike, we think of the Eagles as a first-class organization.
They are.
They are. And every year, the NFLPA polls their players on, I'm trying to think, six different categories. Mm-hmm. The coach, the owner, food, travel, the weight room, and treatment of family. And then they rank them number one to number 32. Where do you think the Eagles came in those rankings?
Well, last year, I think they were high last year.
They were four last year.
They were four last year. Yeah, why would they? Yeah, top five. Can I just go top five?
You could. You wouldn't be right, but you could.
They dropped out of the top five?
They're behind the Giants.
Huh?
They are. They are 22nd. So here are the they gave
22nd. Hold on. What is the most, the best ran organization? What is this?
It's all those six things. So it's coach, owner, food, travel, weight room, treatment of family. So here are the grades they got. The Eagles got an A-minus coach.
Okay.
They got a B for the owner.
Guy gives out more signing bonus money than anybody.
Well, maybe, I don't know who voted on that. Maybe Hassan Reddick.
Hold on, he's voted by players?
Yes, NFLPA. Wait till we get to the other ones.
Okay.
So, A-minus for food.
That's pretty good.
For travel, they get an F.
An F?
Now, is that because of Cowboy
Stewardess Jim?
Stewardess Jim.
The
experience of being on the plane with Cowboy Stewardess Jim every
week. We got to grill Stewardess Jim on that. That's his fault.
So, you weren't here last week.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, Stewardess Jim called.
Call all the other shows to complain about how you guys acted on the plane.
They're complaining about us on the plane.
Yeah, that's why he's Stewardess now. He's back to Stewardess Jim. Yeah.
Honestly, I appreciate it. It's a good bit.
Yeah.
We were fine. I broke one glass.
And you got up to pee as the plane was taking off.
I had to go, and I knew that it was going to take at least 15 minutes for us to settle.
And I really feel like I'm guilty by association. I don't know what I did wrong.
You're such a little tiny baby.
But I'm not, though. I'm a father of two. No, I'm a father of two. Yeah, leader of a household.
My wife has to pee every 6 minutes, and she can hold it better than you can.
Well, every break I go. Yeah. Which could be a problem.
Go to the bathroom every break.
For when I get older, it's an issue.
So the Eagles got a B for weight room, and then they got a C minus for treatment of family. So here's what
C minus for treatment of family?
Here's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Because
the F for travel.
Yeah. So I'm thinking a little bit toward the Yankees, who tend to charge their players for stuff. I wonder. I'm just looking at travel and treatment of family, and I'm wondering if some of the players wanted extra people on a plane, wanted this for free or that for free, and the team told them no. Because, and I don't see, they're the only team, the only other team that got an F for travel is the New England Patriots. Oh. The Bengals got, let's see.
How many Fs did they get?
Bengals got an A-minus for travel.
Huh.
So they got an F for food.
Yeah, there you go.
And an F-minus for treatment of family.
That sounds like the Bengals.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder what that is. I would be curious to know what that is.
Yeah, I you know what? Now, listen, when Hugh and I, we do this, we got to remind ourselves, like, this was 2 decades ago when we played.
Right.
So things are a lot different.
And you are old.
Yeah, right. But the idea of thinking about family traveling, the only time we concerned ourselves with that was the Super Bowl. Yeah. Other than that, family didn't travel.
Yeah, I can't think of what else treatment of family would be. Maybe it's tickets?
Oh, is it? Would it be comps? Like tickets or like comp tickets? Yeah. For home games, maybe.
Might be comps for home games.
Yeah, home games. Players want their families in a suite instead of sitting them outside.
I see the travel and the treatment of family, and what it says to me is, I'm guessing, I have no idea.
Right.
I want to be super clear, I have no idea, is maybe they're getting... because the travel, you have to imagine it. It's like the plane is nice and the hotels are nice. I look at it thinking maybe, Stewardess Jim says he can explain the F.
Oh, he can explain the F.
That's what he says. Well, we think it's you, Stewardess Jim. What is it?
I'm taking this very personally.
You should.
F, I work my ass off on that airplane. I, Jalen comes up. Can you hang this? Yeah, no problem. Jalen, what do you need? Can I get you this? Everybody, whatever you need. Dom, everybody I take care of. I don't understand the F.
Well, Dom doesn't. That. Remember, Big Dom isn't in the NFLPA, so he doesn't vote.
Well, I'm just saying. He sure does complain when anything happens.
Easy.
Yeah, slow down.
We want you to come up missing, boy.
Yeah, that guy knows a lot of people.
I get that, but he likes me, so I okay.
No balls.
Yeah.
Well, then can we clear something up about Jack on that airplane? He changes his story every time it's brought up. Okay, first of all, I do the demo. Okay, you're supposed to watch me do the demo.
Dude, no one watches those demos.
I watched you do the demo.
Why would anyone watch those demos?
Right, but we were pushing back about to take off when you got up. It wasn't, we were still at the gate and I got up to go do it.
We were not on the runway yet.
We were moving, though. We were moving.
At a snail's pace.
Yeah, it was a snail's pace, but we were moving.
Can I tell you, I'm 48. I've been on a lot of flights. I've seen a lot of things on flights. By the way, stewardess Jim, a lot of people watching iPads and stuff without headphones. The last three flights I've been on, I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things on flights, a lot of bad stuff, unruly passengers.
Sure.
Yeah, but I've never seen someone get up and go to the bathroom while the plane is moving to take off. Never, not one time.
There's five people on the plane.
Well, five people. There was 12 people. You had that, and then you had that crazy woman going after Ike too. So I had to deal with that too. So,
right.
But Jack's story keeps changing every second. And as for an F, okay, let me get back to that.
An F. Yeah. That's on you, Jim.
A bigger airplane. They got a 777 with more first class seats. The top guys. All the top players now have lie-flat seats. What are they complaining about? Is because the Popeyes is cold or something like that? What else could it be? I got filet mignon. I got all this food I have cooked ready for them anytime, any second that they need it. It's right there for them. What are they complaining about?
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job, Jim.
Well, maybe it's one of the other flight attendants. Could it be?
Some of them don't follow the rules. You can't.
Way to pass the buck, yeah.
You can't talk. There's a lot of things you can't do. And these girls are kind of like, they don't follow the rules. So
not like you.
Maybe it's because they make them take trains. Maybe they don't like being on the train. Maybe it's not about
the flight. Or maybe it's the players that are engaging with the other stewardess.
Well, that's possible.
No, that doesn't happen.
And it's intercepted by Ike Race.
You mean to tell me that young men don't talk to stewardess?
Well, the stewardesses are 70 years old.
So, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. My bad. I just assumed they were younger.
All right. So,
good point.
Well, that's in our age range now, so you never know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right.
I'm a young one on there, so, you know. So.
Well, you're early 70s, right?
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Okay. All right, stewardess Jim. Thank you for checking in there.
Bye, losers.
All right.
Yeah.
So we did have Lisa check in on Twitter and say that the Eagle. I'm reading a tweet. It's childcare during games that scores them low for family treatment. Most teams offer it. So I don't have any idea whether that's true.
So
I don't know if she read that somewhere else.
Again, a lot different than from when I played.
Yep.
I think it's a little more advantageous for families now because they have that downstairs area in the link. It's been changed so much to where they do have family rooms and all this type of stuff that's available. But I've never been in them, obviously. The more recent version of it, that could be it. Yeah, family care, because a lot of the moms or what have you, kids or what have you, and they wind up staying in those family rooms. Cause I said tickets. Usually, family tickets are out in the stands. It's an area where
right.
you sit at.
And they don't want to be out
right.
there.
Right. They want to be. Listen, the big dogs are in the suites.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they pay for those suites.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, for example, I'll use Brandon as an example. I know Brandon has a suite. Brandon probably has paid for his suite every year to make sure his wife, his two girls, right? And then when his mom and other family members come to town, they have a suite. But he's paying a lot of money for that suite.
And it's interesting you say that, and I brought up the Yankees, that one of the contentious, not contentious, one of the one of the, I guess, issues between the Yankees and Soto is that the Mets gave him a suite and the Yankees charged the players for the suite as opposed to giving a star player a suite.
Well, they gave him a suite and $700 million?
Dude, that is the wildest part of it.
Is like, and $700 million?
He could buy a suite in every stadium in America and still have plenty of money left.
Yeah. He could almost build the stadium.
Can you imagine the eye roll from Steve Cohen when they're like, all right, $765 million? And we want a suite.
Yeah, throw a suite in there, too, for family. Like,
could you hook us up and just buy the suite?
Yeah, do us a favor. Yeah. Buy the suite.
We literally can't pay anybody else now. Buy the suite. Buy the suite.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I wasn't buying a suite.
No.
Yeah,
of course
not. There's no way in hell I was buying a suite when I was a player.
It's a lot of money.
I give my wife a lot of credit. She made sure she found her way into somebody's suite, though. Yeah. There were players who had suite. Like, Dog had a suite.
Yep.
I think Trey had a suite when I was a player here. Like, you know, higher price paid players, they could afford to pay what it costs for a suite. I wasn't about to give $100,000 for no damn suite.
215-592-9494.
Watch the game right over there.
Yeah. We got
really
a big TV. We got a big TV at home. Do you think the Eagles need to go get a star on defense this offseason to win another Super Bowl? I do. Coming up next, Phil's Our Plan. We have a very special edition of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report that involves, I would say it involves Bryce Harper. Is that fair to say, Jackie Baseball?
Yes.
All right. That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.